Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Ian. How's it going?
It's going fine. My trip around the Hudson was wonderful.
Now we're back at home base here.
Well, last week you left us with a challenge about a place on the Hudson.
I did. I said, start with the 10-letter name of a town on the Hudson River. Change the U in its name to a V, then rearrange the result to spell a word naming places that many history buffs visit. What is the town and what are the places?
Well, with a little bit of help, I was able to figure out that Saugerties, if you drop the U and add a V, can become grave sites.
That is correct. All right, Ian, on September 20, 1947, what is commonly known as the Cannes Film Festival was held for the first time. For most of its history, the festival's highest honor has been the Palme d'Or, awarded to the director of the best feature film at the festival. So this week, we'll see how much you and our listeners know about films that have won the Palme d'Or. The 1960 winner of the Palme d'Or was what Italian film, directed by Federico Fellini, whose title translates to The Sweet Life?
Dolce Vita.
La Dolce Vita is right. La Dolce Vita also won an Academy Award in costume design, and for most of the 1960s, that Oscar was split between black and white films and color films, and so La Dolce Vita won for black and white. As of 2013, the only female director to win the Palme d'Or is Jane Campion, who shared the prize in 1993 for what film, starring Harvey Keitel, an 11-year-old Anna Paquin, and Holly Hunter, who played her own music in the film.
That is The Piano.
The Piano is right. Not to be confused with a film that won an award at Cannes later called The Pianist.
Right.
The first Palme d'Or, awarded in 1955, went to the film Marty. In the 1994 movie Quiz Show, John Turturro's character is pressured to incorrectly answer a question about Marty on what television quiz show?
21?
It's 21, yeah, right, with Jack Barry.
I love that movie.
Yes, it's such a great movie. That's one of my favorite movies, yes. In the movie, John Turturro's character says that Marty is one of his favorite movies, and so when he's told to answer On the Waterfront, which won the Best Picture the year before Marty, he's like, no way, I would miss a question about Marty. People know it's my favorite movie, and drama ensues.
It does. I can assure you we've had very few related scandals on this show. We're above board here.
That's right, we are. For a three-year period beginning in 1989, American directors took home the Palme d'Or. Steven Soderbergh in 1989, followed by David Lynch in 1990, and which directors in 1991 for their film Barton Fink?
Joel and Ethan Coen.
Ethan and Joel Coen is correct. Soderbergh won for Sex, Lies, and Videotape, and David Lynch won for Wild at Heart. And by coincidence, John Turturro, he of the previous question, was also in Barton Fink. And finally, put these three Palme d'Or winners in order from highest to lowest lifetime gross box office earnings. Taxi Driver, Pulp Fiction, Apocalypse Now.
I'll say Pulp Fiction.
Is the highest.
Apocalypse Now.
Yes.
Taxi Driver.
That's correct. Pulp Fiction made over $107 million, Apocalypse Now at about $83 million, and Taxi Driver at a mere $28 million. Well, once again, Ian proves that he can answer trivia questions about movies. Get it? Okay, sorry. Send me a better pun than that one was. Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can visit WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this weekly challenge from our own greatest director, Mike Nothnagel.
Start with the name of tonight's featured award, the Palme d'Or. That's P-A-L-M-E-D-O-R. You don't need the apostrophe. Change one letter to an E, not the one that's already there, of course, and rearrange the result to spell the two-word name of a type of tree. What is it? And as a hint, the answer is not something palm.
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get rearranging, and we'll be back in these same seats this time next week.
And that's a wrap.